Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memrav Avram Goldar and today we're Masechet Baba Basra Daf Kuf Samach Vav, the 10th parak, Get Pashut. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous Daf discusses how to interpret vague terms in a shtar. Our Braisa teaches that a shtar which records a debt of dahav, gold, means no less than a gold dinar, albeit only if the shtar states matbea, a coin, proving it doesn't mean a mere piece of gold. It must be a dinar, which is the smallest gold denomination. Although the term dahav dinarim, gold dinarim, or dinarim dahab, dinarim gold, means at least two gold dinarim, but zahab dinarim, gold in dinarim, is interpreted as at least two silver dinarims worth of gold. The Gemara asks that perhaps he means gold fragments worth two gold dinarim. Abaye answers, Yad ba shtar al tachtona. The holder of the shtar has the lower hand. Since he seeks to collect money from the defendant's possession, he can only collect the lowest plausible interpretation. Still, we interpret the previous two cases as gold dinarim and not silver dinarim's worth of gold, because in that case he wrote dinari, which indicates gold dinarim, whereas in the final case he wrote dinarin, which can mean silver. Point number two, as stated in the Mishnah, Isha Shayu Aleh Safek Chamesh Ledos, a woman who is liable for five doubtful childbirths. She miscarried five times and doesn't know if the fetus was substantial enough to require a carbon for childbirth, or if she experienced five doubtful cases of Ziva, via carbon echo. She brings one pair of birds for a carbon, and then she may eat meat of carbonus because her tahara process is complete, and the other four possible carbon obligations are not incumbent upon her because Achata Za'of is not brought out of doubt, since it cannot be eaten and is buried, unless it's necessary to enable her to eat kachim. A woman who had five definite childbirths may also eat kachim after bringing one carbon, but remains obligated to bring the rest of her karbanas. Once, a pair of birds cost gold dinarim, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel swore he would not sleep before reducing the price to silver dinarim. He announced that a woman with multiple definite childbirths requires only a single carbon, whereupon the price fell that day to a quarter dinar. And point number three, the Mishnah on the previous Daf taught that although we follow the lower portion of a shtar, when there's a conflict between the upper and lower portions, the upper portion can be used if a letter is missing from the lower portion. Our Braisa states, Yomad atachton mina elyon ba'usachas. The lower portion can be learned from the upper portion for one letter, avobashtei osios, but not for two letters. For example, we can clarify the name Hanan written below to mean the name Hanani written above, or Anan from Anani, but we cannot learn Han or An from the names written above. The Gemara wonders about the difference. If the problem with the two missing letters is that a four-letter name missing two letters would be missing half the name, the same should apply to a single missing letter, which would be half of a two-letter name. Rather, the problem unique to two missing letters is Dilma Misrame Shem Ben Shalosh Osios. Perhaps a name of three letters will appear in a shtar, Vahavile Ruba Deshma, and two missing letters would be most of the name. Instead, we say the shtar was written for someone with a shorter name in the lower portion. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous Daf discusses how to interpret vague terms in a shtar. Our Braisa teaches that a shtar which records a debt of dahav, gold, means no less than a gold dinar, albeit only if the shtar states matbea, a coin, proving it doesn't mean a mere piece of gold. It must be a dinar, which is the smallest gold denomination. Although the term dahav dinarim, gold dinarim, or dinarim dahab, dinarim gold, means at least two gold dinarim, but zahab dinarim, gold in dinarim, is interpreted as at least two silver dinarim's worth of gold. The Gemara asks that perhaps he means gold fragments worth two gold dinarim. Abaye answers, Yad ba shtar al tachtona. The holder of the shtar has the lower hand. Since he seeks to collect money from the defendant's possession, he can only collect the lowest plausible interpretation. Still, we interpret the previous two cases as gold dinarim and not silver dinarim's worth of gold, because in that case he wrote dinari, which indicates gold dinarim, whereas in the final case he wrote dinarin, which can mean silver. Point number two, as stated in the Mishnah, Isha Shayu Aleh Safek Chamesh Ledos, a woman who is liable for five doubtful childbirths. She miscarried five times and doesn't know if the fetus was substantial enough to require a carbon for childbirth, or if she experienced five doubtful cases of Ziva, via carbon echo. She brings one pair of birds for a carbon, and then she may eat meat of carbonus because her tahara process is complete, and the other four possible carbon obligations are not incumbent upon her because Achata Za'of is not brought out of doubt, since it cannot be eaten and is buried, unless it's necessary to enable her to eat kachim. A woman who had five definite childbirths may also eat kachim after bringing one carbon, but remains obligated to bring the rest of her karbanas. Once, a pair of birds cost gold dinarim, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel swore he would not sleep before reducing the price to silver dinarim. He announced that a woman with multiple definite childbirths requires only a single carbon, whereupon the price fell that day to a quarter dinar. And point number three, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although we follow the lower portion of a shtar, when there's a conflict between the upper and lower portions, the upper portion can be used if a letter is missing from the lower portion. Our braisa states, Yomad ha-tachton mina el-yom ba-osachas. The lower portion can be learned from the upper portion for one letter, avol b'shtei osios, but not for two letters. For example, we can clarify the name Hanan written below to mean the name Hanani written above, or Anan from Anani, but we cannot learn Han or An from the names written above. The Gemara wonders about the difference. If the problem with the two missing letters is that a four-letter name missing two letters would be missing half the name, the same should apply to a single missing letter, which would be half of a two-letter name. Rather, the problem unique to two missing letters is Dilma Misrame Shem Ben Shalosh Osios. Perhaps a name of three letters will appear in a shtar, Vahavile Ruba Deshma, and two missing letters would be most of the name. Instead, we say the shtar was written for someone with a shorter name in the lower portion. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Kuf Samach Vav, and this Simon was suggested to us by a number of people. We have Moshe Grossman from Ramat Beit Shemesh, from Ben Zion Spitz, from Alon Shvut, from Yaakov Tyberg from Borough Park, from Nathaniel Yankelev from Clifton, New Jersey, and from Aaron Goldman from Manchester, England. They all suggested that Kuf Samach Vav is whiskey. That's pronounced visky, and you get that by reading the Daf backwards, Vav Samach Kuf. So the Simon is visky, otherwise known as whiskey. So here goes. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births listed his name as Hanan on the bottom of the shtar, which they clarified as Hanani from the top. So once again, slow motion. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Vav, visky. The shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar, which reminds us, a braisa teaches that a shtar which records a debt of Dahav, gold, means no less than a gold dinar, albeit only if the shtar states Mabea, coin, proving it doesn't mean a mere piece of gold. It must be a dinar, which is the smallest gold denomination. Although the term Dahav dinarim, gold dinarim, or dinarim Dahav, dinarim gold, means at least two gold dinarim, but Zahav bidinarim, gold in dinarim, is interpreted as at least two silver dinarims worth of gold. The Gemara asks that perhaps he means gold fragments worth two gold dinarim. Abai answers, Yad Baal Shtar al-Tachtona. The holder of the shtar has the lower hand. Since he seeks to collect money from the defendant's possession, he can only collect the lowest plausible interpretation. So the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births, which reminds the Gemara teaches that a woman with five doubtful births brings only one carbon. So the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births listed his name as Hanan on the bottom of the shtar, which they clarified as Hanani from the top, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf taught that although we follow the lower portion of a shtar when there's a conflict between the upper and lower portions, the upper portion can be used if a letter is missing from the lower portion. Our braisa states, Yomad ha-tachto mina el-yom ba-os achas. The lower portion can be learned from the upper portion for one letter, avol b'shtei osios, but not for two letters. For example, we can clarify the name Hanan written below to mean the name Hanani written above, or Anan from Anani, but we cannot learn Han or An from the names written above. So once again, the shtar the man used to buy whiskey on credit that said he owed Dahav a gold dinar for a kiddush celebrating that his wife was allowed to eat kajim after bringing one carbon for five doubtful births listed his name as Hanan on the bottom of the shtar, which they clarified as Hanani from the top. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Kuf Samach Beis. So the simmer Daf Kuf Samach Beis is Kesef. So here goes. The silver coin sofer, that must move on Daf Kuf Samach Beis, Kesef. The silver coin sofer used two silver coins to measure if there are two lines of space in the shtar before the witness's signatures that needed to be filled, which reminds us, Rav Yochanan says, Sarach sheyachzer minyano shel shtar b'shita achrona. One is required to repeat the basic elements of the shtar in the last line and not write any new information. Rav Amram explains, Lefi she'en lemeidim b'shita achrona, because we do not learn anything from the last line. The Rashbam explains that Eidim typically leave some space between the text and their signatures, which would enable someone to add a fraudulent line into the text. Therefore, any new information contained in the last line of a shtar is disregarded. So the silver coin sofer used two silver coins to measure if there are two lines of space in the shtar before the witness's signatures that needed to be filled, and determined that the shtar was valid since there was only a line and a half of space, which reminds us, Gemara learns that a shtar with a line and a half of empty space is kosher. So the silver coin sofer used two silver coins to measure if there are two lines of space in the star before the witness's signatures that needed to be filled, and determined that the star was valid since there's only a line and a half of space, was informed by a Rav that a relative of one of the parties can be used to sign on the star to fill up the space, provided there were other qualified aiding who had signed, which reminds us. The previous Braisa continues that if a star had four or five signatures, Venimsa Echamahem Karov Apostle, and one of them was discovered to be a relative of one of the parties or a disqualified aide, Tiskaim Edis Mishar, the testimony is upheld through the other valid witnesses. Although ordinarily, if one witness in a group is found ineligible, the entire group's testimony is disqualified, here we assume that these invalid aidim sign only to fill an empty space left in the star and not for the purpose of testifying. Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Samach Gimel is Coast Guard. The Coast Guard, that must be more Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. The Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid star, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, which reminds us, the Gemara asks if the two-line gap, which invalidates a star, includes space between the lines, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Mestavred Dehenva Aviron, it's logical that it means them and their space, because otherwise, L'may Chazdia, for what is the gap useful, since there is insufficient space for two normal lines of writing? The Gemara brings numerous opinions, one of them being that of Ula, who required enough space for a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, meaning a total of three spaces. So the Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid star, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, found a valid star in a bottle floating in the water that had a multiple-line gap between the witness's signature and basin certification, which reminds us, Rav says that a two-line gap only invalidates a star where the gap is between the text and the signatures of Obein Edim LaSharta, but if the space is between the witness's signatures and basin certification, even a lot of blank space is valid. So the Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid star, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, found a valid star in a bottle floating in the water that had a multiple-line gap between the witness's signature and basin certification, and a psak in a second bottle that ruled that a star with even a space of a single line between them is possible, which reminds us. Rav Yochanan disagreed with Rav and said that if space is left between the signatures and basin certification, afil shita achas pasul, even a single line is invalid. The reason is that the holder might cut off the text and signatures of the star and write whatever he wants and forward signatures on the single line of space above the certification. Because Rav Yochanan holds a star that comes with its text and signatures on a single line is valid. Kuf samach dalad. So the simmer daf kuf samach dalad is desk. That's kuf samach dalad backwards. So here goes. When the man behind the huge desk, that must be on daf kuf samach dalad, read backwards. When the man behind the huge desk piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, which reminds us, Rav said, shtar bohu ve'edav al-machak kasher, a document which comes forward with its text and its edim signatures on erased parchment is valid. So when the man behind the huge desk, piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a get makusha, making it a get pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Samach Amud Aleph, Rabbi Hanina ben Gamliel said, a get makusha can be unbound and made into a get pashut. Rabbi objected that the dating system of these two types of shtaros are different because a get pashut is written according to the actual year of the king's reign, whereas a get makusha is post-dated by an additional year, Malch Shana Moni Lo Shtaim. If he reigned 1 year, they count 2 years for him in the shtar. Shtaim Moni Lo Gimel. If he reigned 2 years, they count 3 for him. The Rashbam explains that the nations counted their king's years this way, and a get makusha follows this method to increase the difficulty of its preparation. So when the man behind the huge desk, piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a get makusha, making it a get pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, he replied that he didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did, and was over on Lashon Hara, which reminds us, Rebbe once looked disapprovingly at his son, Rabbi Shimon, displeased with the writing of a get makusha, but Rabbi Shimon protested, I didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata wrote it. Rebbe replied, Klach Lashon Hara hazeh, turn away from this Lashon Hara. In another incident, Rebbe admired the writing of Sefer Tehillim, and Rabbi Shimon replied that he didn't write it, but Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did. And Rebbe again said, Klach Lashon Hara hazeh. Although this was praise, it may not be said, as taught in a brisa, Lo'olam al yasapar adam tovaso shel chavero. A person should never speak too much about his friend's good qualities, because from discussing his good qualities may come discussing his bad qualities. Daf Kuf Samach Hei, so the similar Daf Kuf Samach Hei is Siberian Huskies. So here goes. After the Siberian Huskies handling service, Siberian Huskies, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Hei backwards. After the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a Get Mokusher and a Get Pashut that was ordered, which reminds us, there's a machlokas in a place where both types of shtaros, a Get Pashut and Get Mokusher, are written. And one told the sofer to write a Get Pashut, but he wrote a Get Mokusher. The Tanakhama holds Kveda. The person was particular that it should be a Pashut, and the shtar is invalid. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds Mara Makam Hulo. He was merely showing the sofer the way he can write it, meaning the simpler option, but would certainly be satisfied if the sofer would trouble himself to write the more complicated Get Mokusher. Abaye names two more tanaim who hold Mara Makam Hulo. So after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a Get Mokusher and not a Get Pasha that was ordered, and the next shtar they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, which reminds us the Gemara discusses combining aid echot beksav, the aid echot bepeh. So after the Siberian Huskies handling service delivered a Get Mokusher and not a Get Pashut that was ordered, and the next shtar they were dropping off only had one signature, the owner offered to testify verbally as a second aid, but then decided to have his testimony combined with another Siberian Husky owner who testified about the same thing in a different base, which reminds us, Rav Ashi told Amemar he had a different version of the inquiry posed for Rabbi Yirmiyah. If two aidim testified, each in a different basin, Maushi Yavo basin, Eitzel basin, V'yetzarfut, what is the halach regarding whether one basin can come to the other basin and combine to rule based on the joint aidus? This question is only relevant according to Rabbi Nassan, who holds that testimony of aidim who testified separately can be combined. Can their aidus even be combined from different batei din? To this, Rabbi Yirmiyah answered that he leans towards saying they can be combined. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn a woman with 5 doubtful childbirths brings only one carbon? That's on daf Kuf Samach Vav. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn that there are 3 averas that a person is not saved from every day? Hiru Avera, Iyun Tefila, and Lashon Hara. That's on daf Kuf Samach Dal. Good. Number three, which daf do we discuss combining Eid Echa B'Ksav ve Eid Echa B'Peh? That's on daf Kuf Samach Hei. Good. Number four, which stuff do we learn that the signatures of the Aidim were distanced 2 lines from the text? The shtar is puzzle. That's on daf Kuf Samach Beis. Good. Number five, which stuff do we learn the differences between a Get Pashut and a Get Mokushar? That's on daf Kuf Samach. Good. Number six, which stuff do we learn only one missing letter can be learned from the beginning of a shtar, but not 2 letters? That's on daf Kuf Samach Vav. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you discuss combining testimonies given in different batei din? That's on daf Kuf Samach Hei. Good. Number eight, which stuff do you want to start with the extra aidim who are ineligible is still valid since they were only used to fill up the empty space? That's on daf Kuf Samach Beis. Good. Number nine, which daf do machok is in a case where one requests a get pashut and the sofer writes a get mokusher or vice versa? That's on daf Kuf Samach Hei. Good. Number 10, which daf do we have a brisa that teaches how to understand the shtar which records a debt of dahav, a gold dinar? That's on daf Kuf Samach Vav. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.